Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Mike, today we're going to talk about dogs, and not like good dogs like Lassie or Benji or Rin Tin Tin, you know, the heroic types, but more the Spuds McKenzie renegade dogs. I'm talking about dogs.
Dogs that make models fall all over themselves in sexual attraction.
Yes. Well, more like
pause
dogs.
For a second and think about the Spuds McKenzie era for a second, what we were made to swallow. Ooh, Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah, he's a crazy dog.
He's out of the town. Well, Spuds.
There's so many wrongs with the whole Spuds McKenzie era. I mean, let's just delve into that. Or we could get into this other thing, which I want to talk about.
Okay.
Which is about the dogs that tend to embarrass their owners in front of guests. Now, Mike, I've asked you here because you yourself are a proud dog owner of Rumsfeld.
Rummy, yes.
Well, I myself have not had a pet dog since I was 9 years old, but I also threw in a ringer. Her name is Victoria Stilwell, and she's the host of It's Me or the Dog, a show I know you watch with Rummy all the time on Animal Planet. That way we can kind of get like a consensus of opinions here.
So, It's Me or the Dog. I actually watched the Cesar Millan show, and I've only picked up one thing from it. He goes like this. He makes that noise, and it works with Rummy, I guess.
The dog whisper. That's
yeah, weird. That's yeah. The guy. So, well, what was the first thing that you talked about with Victoria?
We're talking about obedience, and it seems like one thing that everybody has trouble with is when their dog jumps up on someone who comes in the door, or it just goes crazy when there's a guest there. And I've seen a lot of owners shout at their dogs, get down, or try to intimidate them into submission. But Stilwell says it's more about positively reinforcing good behavior and then ignoring or quickly trying to stamp out bad behavior. Here's what she called it.
Dog realizes that jumping up is not going to get any attention at all, but four on the floor gets everything.
Do you tell Rummy, four on the floor, buddy? Four on the floor?
With the limited time I have after he's pretty much put his paws on our visitor's shoulders, I don't have time to get that phrase out. See, Rummy is a boxer, and boxers got the name because they get up on their hind legs and they use their feet, and that's how he tries to greet everyone. And the toughest thing is getting your visitors to play along in the ignoring the dog that has just jumped on them. Usually a visitor will, you know, run in panic, so it's really hard to get everyone on board in this holistic dog training regimen that Victoria is recommending. What does she say about that?
Well, she recognized that, but she said the training really has to start with you and make sure that Rummy doesn't jump up on you. And then maybe you can try to tell people, don't go near the dog. We're training him so they don't maybe run at the dog and get the dog all excited. But she said the reason why dogs act up a lot is something you might not have guessed. Do you know why?
Iron poor blood.
No. This is what Stilwell says is the reason a lot of dogs act up.
So much of the bad behavior we see in dogs is because they are bored and they are mentally unstimulated. When you teach your dog commands or tricks like that, you're getting them to use their brains.
So the more tricks you teach them, like not to jump up or to roll over or play dead or something.
Counts into a six-deck shoe.
Right. Anything you teach them, that's going to get their brains going, and they're not going to act up because they got all these fun things to do. Now, I'm guessing you've already taught Rummy to jump through hoops of fire.
We have a understanding between Rummy and us. We allow him to jump on us, and he in turn allows our child to jump on him. So it's all a wash in the end.
Oh, yeah. It's a gentleman's agreement, I guess.
That's right.
But some people say, oh, my dog's just crazy or something, and they try to make excuses for their dog's personality. Stilwell says, no way.
The dog's behavior is a reflection of you, so train it.
So she says, you know, if you go out to the dog park, Mike, I'm sure when you see the really poorly behaving dogs, do you look at their owners and say, those owners, that's a reflection on them. They are pretty bad people.
Well, I know not to do that because I'd be the one. When you point one finger outward, you get three pointing back at you. I can't even take Rummy to the dog run anymore.
If you have a poorly trained dog, you should hang your head in shame, she says.
Bad owner, bad.
That's right, bad owner.
You know, there was a time, I don't know, it seems like now, obviously, people have dogs for all different reasons, and it seems like a lot of people have dogs as children substitutes, and we've gotten crazy with thinking about our dogs like children. It seems like in the 50s and 60s, you'd whack the dog with the newspaper, he'd maybe make a mess on the floor, you'd stick his nose in it. It seems inhumane, but the word inhumane means not human. These dogs aren't human. Maybe that kind of stuff works.
That's a good point. But the problem is that I find, as someone who doesn't own a dog but has witnessed this, really scary to watch. And I talked this over with Victoria Stilwell, who, as you may have guessed, is not a fan of it.
Don't take the dog and rub its nose in it, because then the dog's just looking at you, not understanding why you're doing it, and not trusting you. Here's my crazy human behaving very strangely and stuffing my nose in
something.
And
nobody wants to watch that. It's so awkward for everyone. I mean, why?
It is awkward.
I mean, what do you do, Mike, when you see someone sticking their dog's nose in poop? I mean, what do you say at that situation?
You got a poop-nosed dog, buddy. Who's the smart guy now?
And I was like, great. Everyone's just standing around like, this is not cool.
No.
One thing, though, I thought, Victoria Stilwell, she's got her own dog show. She's got her own dog book. She must have the perfect little puppy, right? Wrong. It turns out her little dog, Sadie, had a little bit of a problem.
My dog, talk about embarrassing, my dog, when people come in, she's a crotch sniffer, and she used to go straight to sniff the crotch. And, you know, that is embarrassing for humans, but in doggy language it's not. It's the way I get information about somebody. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, there has to be a lot of information there, I guess, or they wouldn't go right for it.
That is where the highest concentration of pheromones are.
I always expect a dog afterwards to look back and say, you know, a fine bouquet, rustic without being pretentious.
But you think about it, it's totally cool in a dog's world to go and sniff a crotch. And yet they don't understand that in the human's world, you know, we don't do that. So, I mean, think about if you're shaking someone's hand and all of a sudden someone else freaked out, like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm just shaking someone's hand. So you have to teach them how to act in your world, which leads us to probably the most embarrassing behavior.
Right.
Which is...
I know what you're going to say. Because sometimes dogs do doggy things. Chase its own tail. Oh, isn't that funny? Go on its side and want his belly touched. Oh, isn't that cute? But there's another very dog thing that dogs do, and it's the leg humping.
It is the leg humping. And Victoria says, well, first of all, she follows Bob Barker's spay and neuter your pets mantra. So she says that will help with the libido, but some dogs who are even neutered will still try to hump the leg, in which she says...
As soon as the dog humps, it gets removed and taken for a timeout.
Wait, a doggy timeout? That works?
She said, yeah, I mean, you see the humping start and you're removing it. And I said, couldn't this be dangerous? You know, like, whoa, watch out. She said, yes, this is a delicate procedure. So you want to try to get it as soon as it starts, not after it's gone on a while.
Right. You're going to want to reset the mood. You're going to want to raise the lights that you've dimmed. You're going to want to take the slow jam music off the hi-fi. You know, if you have Barry White playing, you're going to want to take that off. Just slowly ratchet it down.
Back them away from the leg. But then I said, okay, that's great if you're the owner, but what if you're, you know, the person getting it done too?
The humpy.
The humpy. Be in this instance, exactly. I mean, how do you broach that subject with someone?
I would say adopt an English accent. Excuse me, fine, sir. There seems to be a dog humping upon my leg.
Well, basically, that's what Stilwell told me.
I think you need to be able to communicate, saying, you know what, that humping really puts me off. I feel very uncomfortable, but I've heard of a really great way to deal with it, and maybe you could try it.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me. I might have to shake vigorously as your Maltese is going to town upon my leg.
This isn't quite pleasant, right?
Right, about that humping, sir. I say, good God, man.
That is really how you want to address it, because nobody wants to be told, like you said, they're like their kids. Nobody wants to be told that they're a bad owner. So you got to be very diplomatic about it. And I think, right, the English accent definitely helps in this instance.
Yeah. And shake vigorously, definitely. So, Rob, you know, after listening and talking to Victoria Stilwell, who I think her name should be Sitwell, but Victoria Stilwell, did she convince you to buy a dog?
Well, not quite yet. You know, I'm still a new dad and trying to take one thing at a time, but I'm thinking maybe I can go over to your house and visit with Rami for a while, if that's cool with you.
Right. He might not hump, but he'll jump.
Okay.
He'll jump, not hump.
I can take that.
All right, and that's it. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Mike, I just wanted to remind our listeners that if they want to hear more about what Rob is doing, that would be me, and to suggest maybe ideas for future segments, they can always go to the Facebook fan page and become a fan.